This is KUT. The Texas House of Representatives will be discussing Senate Bill 4 later today. The so-called Sanctuary City bill would establish civil and criminal penalties for law enforcement officials that do not honor all ICE detainer requests. These are requests from the Federal Immigration Agency to detain undocumented immigrants booked into a local jail. But how exactly does a detainer work? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
We'll start with the arrest.
Someone has been arrested for breaking the penal code, for committing a crime, and is taken to the Travis County Jail. When they're taken to the Travis County Jail, they come through central booking, and in central booking, we fingerprint that individual.
Kristen Dark is a public information officer for the Travis County Sheriff's Office. These fingerprints go into federal databases.
And that is where it is determined whether or not a person might be in this country illegally.
Then ICE comes back to the law enforcement entity, whatever it is, with the ICE detainer request.
Justin Estep is the Director of Immigration Legal Services for Catholic Charities of Central Texas.
This is a request, essentially, that person be held so that ICE can come to the jail and pick them up and then put them into detention or, at the very least, into removal proceedings.
And what that is a document saying, we believe that this person may be in this country illegally, and we would like for you to please turn this person over to us once their charges have been disposed or they've made bond.
But it's not like ICE is waiting for the moment someone makes bail. Honoring the detainer request could mean holding the person in jail without charges for several days. And as of February 1st, Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez says her department will only hold certain offenders without cause. Charges like murder, human trafficking, and aggravated sexual assault. This is, of course, the focus of the immigration bill up in the House today. But that's another story. Back to the explainer. Estep with Catholic Charities says when a detainer is honored in those more egregious cases,
if a person is arrested for murder,
it doesn't necessarily mean someone's deported right away.
They will have to face the American justice system before they go through ICE. ICE is not going to just say, oh, you murdered someone, and then, well, all we're going to do is deport you from the country. They will have to go through the whatever system they're in, whether it's a federal or a state system, serve their time, and then at that point, they would be immediately removed.
Today, members of the Texas House will discuss SB 4. As the bill stands now, it would charge local law enforcement who do not honor all ICE detainer requests with a misdemeanor, in addition to a fine. On Tuesday, Austin Mayor Steve Adler met with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. According to Sessions' definition of a sanctuary city, Adler says Austin and Travis County do not qualify. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.